Toast!
Do-dee-da-da, ba-do-dee-da, ba-do-ba-dee-ba-da-ba-da.
Jabba-dooba-dooba, shoo-ba-ba.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Toast, the two-part podcast talking about the toast we're munching down on in our own lives and the events we're toasting to right around the world. Myself, Ewan, and Janna, how are you going?
I'm good, Yeezy. Not bad at all, actually. I'm sporting pink today.
You are.
I'm wearing a corduroy shacket. I think is what they call it, a shirt jacket.
Is that what they call
it? Yeah,
I think it's a shacket.
I think it's a shacket. It's probably more of a shirt than a jacket, to be honest.
It's a hybrid of two other words. Something jacket. A shacket.
Anyway, I came up the elevator today, and the first thing you said to me was, I like what you're wearing.
I like your shacket.
And the reason why you said it is because you would wear this as well.
That's true.
You are a big corduroy guy.
I have been known to wear corduroy.
It's a shame you're not wearing your cords today.
It is certainly a shame. Another shame that... Janna, that happened recently on the Instagram page, mm-hmm. Toast the Pod. You can go ahead and check it out and give us a follow. Chris Hemsworth has been in debate in the media whether or not he's a real actor.
Mm, actor.
A real top-notch actor. And about 97% of the Toast community agreed to saying he is a real actor. One individual stood in the way by the name of Vanessa. We are talking to her later on as to why she thinks Hemsworth is not a real actor.
Also, we're going to be talking about the toast of the week. And we actually have a feel-good story from one of our listeners and Toast community members, Shauna, who actually brought something, and I'm going to say... it sets new heights. And I feel like every episode I have a connection to something being elevated.
Yes.
But there is a summit involved and there is an amazing human being that saved a life.
This is on
land
as well.
On land. Their feet were on the ground.
Yep.
And it's just absolutely beautiful.
That's the Toast of the Week coming up later as well in the podcast. But let's start with the things we're munching down on.
Yum, 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 yum. Ewan, one of the biggest movies of the year is coming out in Australia on the 20th of July. So next month, right? Mm-hmm. Not long to go at all. Of course, it's the Barbie movie with Margot Robbie and, of course, none other than Ryan Gosling.
You're very excited. I mean, I'm excited about this one as well, to be honest. I don't know if I'm as excited as you are about it, although I do feel like, and maybe I'm wrong, but I do feel like Barbie does suggest to cater towards a female demo.
Traditionally speaking,
like, it's no big surprise that I'm a little bit less excited about the Barbie. I'm a little bit less than you are.
Well, I'm personally really, really excited about it. It actually, fun fact, the budget around this film was $100 million. So quite a lot of money. The reason why I'm very excited about the film is not only because I grew up with Barbie dolls and I love pink, but I am one of the OG Barbies.
Yes, I do remember hearing this.
You've heard this story.
I've heard it occasionally.
It's one of the most interesting fun facts I could probably bring to Toast the Podcast.
It is. I wonder when I first heard this fun fact of yours. It would have been a couple years ago, but I don't think you hyped it up when you first said it to me. You just kind of said, I was in a band. It was a Barbie band. Yeah. And then we did a bit of digging and we found, wow, this is pretty extraordinary.
I feel like it was a lifetime ago. Mm-hmm. So in 2006, for context, I entered into an Australia-wide singing competition from Shock Records, Nickelodeon, and Mattel, who make Barbie. And they wanted to basically create a band of four girls who were teenagers who were basically coming out of the Barbie Diaries movie, which came out that same year. It was the first Barbie animated film that was set in present day. The Barbie Diaries, yeah.
The Barbie Diaries.
Because all the other Barbie movies before then were like The Nutcracker and all those types of like Princess and the Pauper. And this was the first one they did about teenagers basically in high school. And at school, they were just your average Joe. And then they
actually look scary these days.
just looking at some photos. They are a bit like Hannah Montana. They end up having this really, really famous band that they do outside of school, but no one knows that they're this famous band.
So bring it back to your band.
Yes.
What was happening? What was going on?
So they wanted to bring these characters to life. They then did this competition. I entered it on an audition tape, ended up being one of the four girls, and we created a single. called This Is Me, which was from the movie.
Now, this song we've actually dug out of the archives, which we're going to play for you just a little bit in a couple minutes' time. But the reason why we're bringing all this up is because we went to our trusted site for news, news.com.au. Am I correct?
And no, it was BuzzFeed.
Oh, it was BuzzFeed. Oh, so even more legit. BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed.
Yes, what happened?
The reason I went to BuzzFeed was because I was looking up. There's a whole lot of Barbie articles out at the moment. There's so much fanfare around the movie. And then I found an article. To say I looked twice is an understatement. I actually went, what the? How on earth is this even real? Because they were talking about all the famous people associated with all these Barbie movies. 28 facts that are really, really interesting. Mm-hmm. People like Margot Robbie, Brie Larson, Martin Short.
Yeah, to give an example of this, the 28 random facts. The very first one is Kelsey Grammer provided Rothbart's voice in Barbie of Swan Lake, who... if you didn't know, that's actually the voice of Frasier.
Yeah.
So we've got some high-profile celebs. We've also got, what's another one, GUC? So
Catherine O'Hara from Schitt's Creek. She plays Moira Rose, who I love, and also from Home Alone. She is the voice of the villain Rowena in Barbie in The 12 Dancing Princesses. Mm-hmm. Another really famous face. There's just heaps of people mentioned there. And
so
then
many.
You get to fact...
You keep going down the list.
You go to fact number 17. And it's me, which is just, it's basically all about the Barbie Diaries movie. And I'll just read to you what it says rather than me trying to paraphrase. Yeah, it says, Mattel actually started a real charms band, the band Barbie was in the Barbie Diaries movie, through a nationwide Australian contest.
We'll post it on the...
you got to put it on the socials.
Yeah, on the socials.
But it certainly was something I was munching on this week. And I was shocked by it as well, to say the least.
Absolutely. So in the lead up to Barbie, the movie, here's Charms. What's the single called again?
So this one here is actually called Feel the Beat. And it was a song I wrote in primary school, which ended up making it on the album and was actually later used, a bit of an extra fun fact, by the Saddle Club.
All right. Let's not toot our horns too much on Feel the Beat, Charms. All right, G, so on the Instagram page, Toast the Pod, we put it out there asking the question on stories whether or not Chris Hemsworth should in fact be a legit actor, because he copped some criticism in the news recently. Quentin Tarantino, he went out to say on a podcast, quote, "Part of the Marvelization of Hollywood is you have all these actors who have become famous playing characters, but they're not movie stars themselves. Captain America is a star and Thor is a star, but not the actual actor."
I can understand what Quentin Tarantino is trying to say about these characters, because if you go to a department store, Target, Kmart, whatever, Maya, you go to the toy section, you can buy any of these action figures of any of these Marvel characters, even DC Comics, and you look at kids and they idolize these characters. They don't say it's Chris Hemsworth. They say it's Thor or it's Captain America, whatever it might be.
That's an interesting one. So when you go see like a DiCaprio movie, like Catch Me If You Can, one of my faves, right?
Great movie.
You go, I actually don't even know the protagonist's name, the main character, but I say DiCaprio's great in that.
Yeah, Leonardo was amazing.
Okay, so you're presented with a Instagram story.
Yeah.
Just quickly, back to the question. Yes or no? Is he a real actor or not? What are you clicking?
Yes, he's a real actor.
So you say yes.
He follows a script. He says lines. You're an actor.
Well, Jay, you have sided with the majority of the Toast community. In fact, every single person said he was a legit actor. I said no, but I said it ironically just because I wanted to go against the trend. I was
being
stupid.
You think he's a real actor?
I think he's a real actor.
Okay, all right.
Absolutely. There was one person from the Toast community who we absolutely love. We love these different opinions, named Vanessa. She said no. She disagrees. She thinks Chris shouldn't be considered a real actor. And we actually have her on the phone. Mm-hmm. Very interested to get her perspective on it all and why she did exactly that. Vanessa, you've been rather controversial in your opinion.
I know. I knew it wouldn't be the popular opinion. And I really gave that response in context to the Marvel franchise as well. enter the big movies that he's in, because in that context, no, I don't think he is. Nothing against Chris Hemsworth as a person. I'm sure he's a really nice guy, but I feel like it's very formulaic, which I know sounds horrible. But, yeah, that's just my opinion.
Vanessa, I was going to say, in terms of the Marvel movies, I mean, they are really spectacular. They're massive blockbusters. They do so well, yes, in the cinema. And I think,
yeah, they do.
When you go and see it, you know that you're not just getting, you know, people acting in it, but it's everything else that's going on around it. It's
absolutely
the amazing effects and all the, yes, different things. So, yes, it's and you're right, like, they're entertaining. And I think if you compare a Marvel movie to, say, like, there's a first thing that came to mind, but let's go with the Titanic, a movie of that nature. It's, yes, all about the acting. It's all about,
absolutely,
the intensity of and the emotion, yes, of characters.
Yes.
The only exciting thing in terms of, you know, the fanfare, I mean, it's a terrible thing, is when the ship goes down and it cracks in, yeah, two, and it splits, and, you know, and that's,
exactly,
that's the effects. But in terms of a Marvel,
exactly,
movie, there's so much going on all the time. It's,
yeah,
it's like a theme park, but in the form of a film.
It's what people want, and I think just with the way movies are going, everything's going to stream, and it's really hard to get movies funded these days. You go with what works. You go with the framework and the formula that works, and it's what the kids want. You know, they are impatient. You know, nothing shocks anymore. They want all the excitement. So it's all those elements together, and it's not. I mean, there's acting. It ticks the boxes. Yes, there's acting. Yes, they're actors. But it's really not about that. It's about kind of everything else. They're fulfilling characters as part of something much bigger.
What about, just quickly, Titanic, they made a second and then a third, would you then consider DiCaprio as not an actor because it's the same piece of content?
No. Or,
like, are we saying
acting already? No.
So are we saying, like, I guess, like, it's because of Chris Hemsworth's lack of back catalogue?
Yeah, I think so. Yes, yeah. I would say that it's not a personal attack. It's just the roles that he's cast in.
What we need is we need Chris Hemsworth in the new Titanic film. Could you imagine that?
Wouldn't that be?
I couldn't see it. That's what that kind of feeds into what you say. I couldn't see that happening in a million years.
You know what it would be? It would be Leonardo's character Jack, his long lost brother, who actually in the end ends up with Rose, Kate Winslet's character, over in the US when she eventually gets there, and then that would be a nice feel good ending.
Gunnar, no, Rose is pregnant. Chris Hemsworth would probably be the offspring of Jack and Rose.
That's right.
That's a better... See, you should make a movie. You should make Titanic too, Vanessa.
Yes, okay. Let's pitch it.
She thought this through, yeah.
The Toast of the Week.
So for this week's Toast of the Week, we're heading to Mount Everest, virtually, of course, which, in case you didn't know, is the tallest mountain, 8,849 metres tall. It's a big mountain. Mm-hmm. Very, very difficult to climb, and there are locals that spend their days literally every day walking up and down the mountain. They're called Sherpas, and they are phenomenal. And the reason why we're talking about them is because a story came out in the news this week that went absolutely viral, and one of our community members, Shauna, thought, you know what, why don't you talk about this in episode 4? So, Shauna, that's exactly what we're doing.
Hi, guys. I have a great toast that I think you might really like. It's about a Sherpa coming down the side of Mount Everest, and he noticed that a fellow climber was really close to death, and he decided to take him and walk back down the mountain for 6 hours, bringing him to safety, which is just humanity at its finest.
So this Sherpa called Jalje was walking along Mount Everest, and he was 500 metres from the summit. He was with a private client, and there was this gentleman that he saw, believe it or not, dying in the snow, and he didn't want to leave him there. So he decided to wrap him up in a sleeping mattress, give him oxygen. He then popped him on his back, literally, and walked, what was it, for like 6 hours down the mountain with his private client in order to save this guy's life. What a hero.
Yeah,
like, it's
phenomenal.
Pretty, yeah. What a massive thing to do, even if that's your job every day, you
like,
know?
Just when you think Everest is hard enough. Imagine his client, like, you know, thinking to himself, oh, this is such a hard, you know, climb. the descent's going to be tough as well. Yeah. And then you see your Sherpa just grab a human body, put it on his own back, and then walk 6 hours like it's nothing.
Like it's nothing. Like it's, you know, you're carrying, I don't know, a little kitten.
That's right. Well, maybe not like
not
that.
Not the same, but something light because they're used to it.
These Sherpas are pretty amazing. Now, just before I talk about something pretty insane that happened after this whole event, wanted to touch on, he actually posted the Sherpa on his socials and he said simply, "A man needed rescuing and no one else was there to help. So I made the decision to cancel our client's summit push so I could bring him down safely before he died up along the mountain. I carried him myself all the way down to Camp 4 where a rescue team helped from then. I'll be back up the mountain soon after regaining energy from a huge task, but I'm so happy to say he is alive and recovering in the hospital," which is absolutely fantastic.
That is beautiful.
They're definitely individuals who go unnoticed, and it's one of the biggest concerns in climbing communities. In fact, the climber who actually needed help, would you believe it, after all of this, and this leads us to why exactly we thought it was so worthy to toast Jelje, the Sherpa, because the guy who needed rescuing...
Yeah. The one that was dying.
Unfollowed. In fact, I believe the report was he blocked the Sherpa who saved him because he didn't want to admit that he needed help in the first place. And he said And they said that when he got back to Malaysia and there was all these different television crews asking for his opinion, asking what happened, he was reluctant to say he needed helping in the first place.
Well, you know what? The only reason why he's even able to say anything is because he's been saved.
That's right. That's
the moral of the story, friends, in listening to this, is if you see a person in need, whether they're, you know, in the middle of the snow on our Mount Everest or even someone in your family, ask if they're okay. Go help them. Even if they don't want the help, trust me, deep down they do.
So you think Jelje, the Sherpa, went up to the guy who's nearly passed away and said, "Hey, do you need some help, mate?"
I have a feeling that he wouldn't have been able to respond, hence the oxygen.
Either way, we are choosing to you, Jelje.
Well done, Jelje.
If you see this or not, we say well done to you.
Toast!
All right, that is it for another episode of Toast. Thank you again for all your contributions throughout the week. Getting on board the social train, Toast the Pod.
Choo-choo.
Good one, G. I had a feeling you'd do that.
Yeah.
I was hoping you didn't. You did.
I did anyway. I got it. You left the opening and I took it.
Yes.
Stopping all stations. Coming to you next week, of course.
Absolutely. Don't forget to hit the follow. Yep. Leave a review if you'd like. That'd be nice.
And a particular shout out, of course, to Vanessa and Shauna for contributing to this particular episode. And like Ewan just said, if you love this episode, if you've been listening to Toast so far and you're like, "These guys make me laugh. I like what they talk about."
Yes.
Well, then, yes, you can leave us a review, 5 stars ideally, and a nice little comment if you want to leave one.
You sound like my Uber driver. Every weekday.
And anyway, we will thank you for it. We'll thank you for the review.
They're anonymous sometimes.
Yeah, but we can see sometimes their username. And we can say thank you,
so sometimes,
Joe Blow from down the street.
We'll anyway, take care. Back next week. Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.